Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Will Seymour. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Will Seymour. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to more covering. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. DeRocher reaches third base with a triple. Musel scores. Dugan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Jing Johnson now pitching. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. DeRocher scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards the mound. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Speaker is chasing the ball. Combs rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. Hauser moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wald French pinch hits for Jing Johnson. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Durocher strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig races to the bag, beating Cobb for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bishop moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Yankees. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Musel reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orwell. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Orwell steals second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. Orwell moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orwell scores. It's 7-2, Yankees. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Collins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Collins. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Yankees. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig bunts towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 8-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Orwell reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Orwell moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orwell scores. It's 8-4, Yankees. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. DeRocher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Yankees. Al Sheely now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Hale reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Orwell bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to third for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mark Kernagh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernagh is 0 for 3 in the game. Kernagh hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernagh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Yankees. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.